T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sarah Settlemyer is the project director who handles student loans at the Pew Charitable Trusts. And Sarah, I have a lot of friends who are still paying their student loans, and some of them have found themselves kind of unexpectedly. I mean, they had pretty good jobs up until about 30, 60, 90 days ago, and now they're unemployed. I'm assuming they're not alone in kind of the anxiety of what they're supposed to do now.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, thanks for having me this morning. Something that we've been chatting with a lot of folks about is this topic of student loans and Americans, you know, financial stress and anxiety. And in late March, Congress actually stepped in and passed some legislation that for most borrowers provided automatic pause payments and interest charges for at least a couple of months, and there's a current bill in the House to extend that further. But as you mentioned, the difficulties that borrowers are facing are likely to outlast these temporary interventions, right? We've heard a lot about tremendous job losses, and, you know, a lot of those folks are likely to be unemployed for quite some time. And so something that we're concerned about is once that temporary intervention ends, by our count, about 26 million people are going to transition back into the repayment system. This is just a huge number, a really high volume of people. And so we're thinking about what we can do to make sure the repayment system is ready.
Mm-hmm. And what are those elements?
So, you know, as policymakers from both sides of the aisle are considering options to help borrowers now during the pandemic, and, you know, as I mentioned before, pause payments things in the short term, thinking about maintaining flexibility, reducing the complexity of the system, and supporting people who are at risk for delinquency and default, maybe because they've lost their job. So really streamlining the process for enrolling and staying in these more affordable plans called income-driven plans that tie payments to borrowers' incomes and family sizes. But right now, borrowers report that these plans are just really tough to get into. So creating a situation where the enrollment process is just much easier.
Now, what has happened with this push nationwide to forgive all loans? I'm against that. I think that that's irresponsible. Somebody's going to wind up paying. You know, if they're forgiven, they're not really forgiven. The money still has to be paid by somebody. But has that kind of dissipated, or is that still one of these social justice warrior movements that's being drummed up out there?
You know, it's definitely still an option that a lot of people is still on the table. Mm-hmm. But in our work, importantly, even if we do forgive debt today, there's a role for the student loan repayment system. And we're really focused on making sure that system works for everyone. So thinking about some people will borrow in the future, some people are going to use loans for living expenses, which can be substantial. Some folks are going to borrow for private institutions or grad school, which sometimes are not included in those plans. So the research we do really focuses on the challenges of current borrowers and underscores the importance of a system that works for everyone.
Yeah. Well, finding a system that will work where people can actually repay the loan, even if it's an extended period of time, is really important, especially if we're going to push back on the idea of forgiving loan. I mean, there's no reason to even make the loans if everybody's going to walk away from them. So I appreciate you being sober in your assessment of where people are now and trying to come up with solutions in a very practical sense. Sarah Settlemyer is with the Pew Charitable Trust, and I appreciate the chance to talk to you, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.